We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Congratulations to the Brooklyn Nets. You managed to go about 4.5 months without someone requesting a trade from your team. This is like death taxes, and players on the Nets don't want to play for the Nets anymore. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you. We have plenty of football to get into, but Perloff and I just couldn't stop laughing about this Kyrie Irving trade request that just came in. If you're just hearing about it now, apparently Kyrie and the Nets were trying to figure out a contract extension, which that is laughable too. The team wanted stipulations around it. You could understand why. Kyrie balked at that. And now he wants a trade or else he's going to leave in free agency. Like, that's a big threat. Perloff, I don't know about you, but if I can't get anything for Kyrie Irving, if I'm the Nets, then I just call his bluff. And I just tell him, no, we're not trading you. What's he going to do then?
Well, okay. Can I ask, so what do you think you could get for him?
I mean,
if you could get something good, then that changes your calculus. But if you're getting nothing in return,
listen,
keep him.
If you can get something good, then it would be smart to trade him.
Right.
He's going to walk at the end of the year. Listen, with all of the stuff that's happened between Kyrie and the Nets and just this Nets franchise over the last year and a half, like, they were headed for a split, I thought, no matter what. So, yeah, if you can get something good, if you can get draft picks and get a player, then I would say try. But if you can't, then I'm just going to tell him, just like I told Kevin Durant, we couldn't find a trade for you. See you Monday.
I don't even know why they offered him an extension, because he's been nothing but trouble there. listen, I'm a Sixers fan, so I want the Nets to be weakened.
Yes.
I don't know if they're a huge threat in the East.
They're fourth in the East right now.
Yeah.
They've played well-ish, like, I know they just got
they
blown
beat a
out
lot
by,
of bad
by the Celtics
teams.
Yeah. the other
they,
night.
They beat bad teams. They don't play well against good teams. I scouted the Cavs last night. They're legit. So yeah. I just think the East has a bunch of good teams. I can't get out of my mind that the Celtics swept them in the first round. So they don't feel like a real championship threat, but Vegas always lists them at the top. I think there's a fascination with Kyrie. He's unbelievably talented. I don't want him. If I'm the Nets, I don't want him. I don't want him anywhere near my team. Honestly, Maggie, what's a scenario where it works out for him in the Nets?
There is none.
I mean, say they keep him, even. It's going to be bad.
Well, the scenario is that they win the title this year.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't, even for as well as Kyrie's playing and he's going to be a starter in the All-Star game, I mean, he's got a following and a fan base, and there are still, obviously, millions of people that love Kyrie. And listen, watching him play basketball, he's awesome to watch. But if, like, be honest, if you were the team, why would you be giving him blank check guarantees with everything that's happened over the last few seasons? You'd be insane to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, where are the Nets now? Because as you started off, Kevin Durant requested a trade this offseason. Ben Simmons has been a spectacular failure that anyone who has ever watched a single Sixers game knew was happening.
Yes.
Nick Claxton's playing well. Is that something to build around? What's the future here?
Well, I think the future was always, who wants to play with Durant?
Okay,
but then Durant has always been the focal point of this whole thing, but Durant hasn't played since January 8th, and then we find out that he is likely going to come back and play in the All-Star game, which that bothers me. It doesn't bother you.
No.
We'll get into that later, but like, I'll tell you, you want to know where the Nets are? Here's just a little TikTok of just the last year and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Kyrie Irving, obviously the issues with the vaccine where he didn't want to play, and would only play road games. That was a nightmare. Then Harden requested a trade. That was a year ago, basically this week. Then the KD trade, they get swept by the Celtics in the playoffs. The KD trade request comes in. That gets ignored. remember, he wanted either to be traded or the coach or the GM to be fired. Remember,
I almost forgot about that beauty.
It was either Sean Marks or Steve Nash had to go. They picked Steve Nash. He got fired. Do you remember that the Nets almost hired disgraced coach Ime Udoka from the Celtics? So we still don't even know what he did.
That was this year. I totally remember it. But how did they cram all this in?
I'm not done. Then Kyrie promoted the anti-Semitic movie. That was a hailstorm. He got suspended for 8 games for not disavowing that right away. Then he finally did. And now Kyrie wants a trade request just as the team is basically playing some of the best basketball outside of this week that they have in like months.
So is KD want to go with Kyrie?
Now there's a question.
Yeah, is this, or I you have to imagine that they're divorced because KD wanted out before Kyrie did. So KD wanted
around
out
the same time, yeah.
Well, this summer KD requested a trade and Kyrie at that point had not requested a trade, right? So he was saying, I'm willing to leave my buddy.
Yeah, I think this is probably signaling that I don't know how attached at the hip they are anymore, but flip it. Put it from the Nets' point of view. Yes, you're playing well now, and you have, you know, you're fourth right now in the Eastern Conference, but it's still relatively early in the season. Is this the point where KD, you trade KD? Is this the point where the Nets say, all right, this is over. So let's trade Kyrie, let's trade KD, let's just blow this thing up as spectacularly as we can, get as much as we can in return, and then see where the dust settles.
But what kind of team, you want to trade him for a high draft pick, I imagine. You can't send KD to a bad team, which is probably what happened this summer. So the Lakers and Kyrie is a rumor, right? So you send Kyrie, what would the trade be? You explained it to me earlier.
Russell Westbrook in a 2027 first round pick.
Wow, that's gold.
Yeah.
The Lakers obviously
can't buy that kind of.
The Lakers obviously can't get together any kind of package for Kevin Durant. So no contender can. He's going to have to go to a bad team. So you can't just trade. I think you're running into the same problem. He's not going to go to a tanking team. He's not going to Houston. So what are you really getting in value for Kevin Durant? I think you're stuck with him, too.
Well, that's what happened over the summer. But they said, you know, we couldn't find a trade that was commensurate with KD's talent. And remember the Rudy Gobert trade kind of threw everything in flux because they Timberwolves got so fleeced by Utah that it was like hard for the Durant market to sort of materialize. And then now you would have fewer teams that would be in the bidding. You think in the summer is when everybody might be in on it. Now, I don't know. Listen, remember the rumor was Boston. It was going to be Jaylen Brown and KD. I don't know if that's still alive. All I know is it's a big fat mess. And the idea to me that anyone is shocked by this is crazy.
But I think this is good for the NBA because they have not gotten a single headline all year. Basically, the whole season revolves around LeBron breaking Kareem's record.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they got. They need to put Kyrie. You know how the NBA would not let Chris Paul go to the Lakers?
Yeah.
They need to exert their influence to get Kyrie to Los Angeles.
A reverse
Chris Paul, because Kyrie in a new home would be, I think it'd be very good for the NBA to add interest. And he'd probably be motivated. He's a free agent. I mean, Kyrie on the Lakers would be a gigantic boost for a league that right now feels very quiet pre-Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much the Nets want to help out the league in that way, but
I'm just assuming that it's all a conspiracy and that Silver and his guys can figure this out.
Yeah, but, Jared Gonzalez TNT. is in the chat, says send Kyrie to the Clippers. That would be awesome. I mean, listen,
that'd be good.
You might end up getting like a little mini bidding war going here for Kyrie, for teams who want to go for it. I would just say, like, what do you do here if you're the Nets, though? Do you just all of a sudden say, all right, and KD's going to, and we're going to trade him, and he's got 3 years left on his deal, and you know what? We've had to rebuild from nothing before. We'll do it again.
Yes, I think that makes sense, except that you're not going to get anything. You can't say, can you send KD to Detroit or Charlotte or some team that's never going to contend? That feels wrong. I don't know if he would obviously not want to be there. I don't know if he can get a third team involved.
Did he have a list of teams last year? I don't remember if he ever had a list. That's the one detail of the story I don't remember.
Who? It's so hard to keep these things straight. Yeah.
No, I know, especially with Kyrie.
But it is definitely time to start over in Brooklyn. I mean, the Ben Simmons.
But ironically, this is like they're playing good basketball right now.
Are they?
Well, I know they got blown out the other night, but yes, at one point they won 18 of 20.
They beat all the bad teams, and a lot of it was at home. They, you know, that's how the NBA season works. Depends on your schedule.
Yeah.
Are they really a threat to, say, the Celtics or even the Sixers or the Bucks?
Listen, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think that the Nets are, because here's the thing about the Nets. Even if they're playing well now, are you really going to tell me, while KD has been out since January 8th, that somehow they're going to be healthy enough and drama-free enough to make it not only to the end of the season but through the playoffs? Get the heck out of here.
We've known enough
about the Nets. Like, the next thing is just around the corner. Yes, Amter.
I got a reported list. This is from Woj from last year.
Yeah, thank you. I knew there was a list.
Yeah, he was looking at the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavs, and Sixers.
Wait, that was Kyrie or KD?
Oh, yeah.
This was Kyrie.
Did KD have a list? Can you check that?
I remember I went on Twitter and tried to convince KD to join the Sixers last summer.
I know, you sell out.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I would love that. I'd still love that.
Well, listen, maybe that's a possibility. Daryl Morey loves stars. Tyrese Maxey might be on the trade
No,
block.
For Kevin Durant. I don't want Kyrie. You can't have
yeah,
James
Yeah, for Durant,
Harden.
I'm saying.
I can't see them. I can't see them pulling
also,
it
do you
off.
Have enough money for that? Oh, yeah. Remember, Harden took a discount.
Is there going to be some way that Harden, Westbrook, KD, and James Harden, and all those and all these guys just rotate from team to team and all always together in some form or other?
Oh, you got to get Serge Ibaka then back.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't know. It's hard to take this story seriously, as you know. But well, it is actually will probably have a big impact on the rest of the season.
It might, but I mean, come on. Like, shame on everybody if we thought that Kyrie was not going to make this about himself for 5 seconds.
And nobody thought that bad.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're not alone here. And it's funny because the news broke and it's just like Twitter explodes. I'm like, guys, gals, we've been here before. How did we not see this one coming? This is the most predictable thing Kyrie Irving has done in months, maybe years.
And I don't know if we have this out, but we were playing Shams Charania
on
Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is stunning news in what is the least surprising move of all time. Oh. He basically said it was stunning and then it was completely non-surprising. I was like, yeah, sell it, Shams, but come on.
Yes, and stunning news. Kyrie Irving has said something outrageous.
Yeah, did it mean stunning that it didn't happen 2 weeks ago? What was stunning about this?
Yeah, the stunning part to me is that the Nets were willing to engage him at all in a contract extension.
I was surprised by that too. But
yeah, but imagine they said the stipulations on it. Can you imagine what those are? This is a fully non-guaranteed contract. You must play 90% of the games and not say anything disparaging about any religion.
The stipulation is you vaguely try to show up at the game. Maybe that was a stipulation, which he would never follow.
Listen, he's averaging like 30 points this year, yeah?
So for KD, I know the Suns and the Heat were definitely on his list. But I'm looking through, it looks like the teams that made offers for him were the Grizzlies, the Pelicans, the Raptors, the Celtics, the Heat, the Suns, and the Hawks. So I don't know if all those teams were on his list, but those were the teams
Suns.
That were in on it.
The
Suns and the Heat were like the two. The Suns were the real, that was like
and
his
Devin
top
Booker's
choice.
About to come back, right?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, listen, you're going to get way, obviously, this is Captain Obvious here. You're going to get way more for Kevin Durant than you are for Kyrie. First of all, Kyrie's a free agent at the end of the year.
I'd give way more for Kyrie. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure you would.
The other GMs would love you.
hence why I'm not an NBA GM.
Yeah. I don't know. At this point, do you just say, all right, we're trading KD too? I don't know. 855-212-4.
I like your logic. I mean, the pain is going to come at some point, but I don't think they'll get a package for KD that works.
I mean, they couldn't in the offseason.
Yeah,
it's
why
harder
now?
At the deadline now if you got 6 days to go. You just whip up a trade for Kevin Durant.
I mean, Brooklyn to Philadelphia is not far if they want to Daryl Morey get on the phone.
I'm sure Morey's called. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Stu, you don't seem as happy as I thought you'd be.
I'm very conflicted. I don't know what is the worst option between Westbrook and Kyrie Irving. I guess Kyrie Irving would be an upgrade, so I guess I would take him. I don't know about trading two first-round picks when you're going to be post-LeBron era. And
I don't think it's two first-rounders.
If it's one first-rounder and Westbrook, I think I do it.
I saw the 2029 pick is also a play. Yeah. That's 10 years from now. What are we doing here? I mean, what do the Nets care about a 2029 first-round pick when the Lakers are going to restock with a million free agents?
How many of LeBron's kids are playing in the league by 2029?
I mean, is there any chance in 2027 that the Lakers are going to be a top five pick? I guess, but...
I mean, yeah, they're going to reload
because of free agency. Everyone wants to be a Laker.
Yeah. I mean, they had some low years
after
Kobe, I guess, right?
Did they?
Yeah, they had some low years with Kobe before they traded for Powell.
The Switch Parker years, guys. We all remember him. Kobe used to talk about it all the time.
Just real quick also, Woj just tweeted, nothing groundbreaking necessarily, but Kyrie has not shared a list of preferred teams, but he has maintained interest in the Lakers. So while there isn't necessarily a list out there, the Lakers seem to be his preferred destination.
Imagine he gets traded to the Lakers. Wait, when do they play the Bucks? Thursday, right?
Thursday,
same day as the trade deadline?
Yes.
He gets traded to the Lakers on the day that LeBron is going to break the scoring title, perhaps, and that Kyrie somehow gets into the headlines with LeBron chasing this amazing record.
LeBron better be close, though, because Kyrie's going to cut into everybody's points there.
He better get it over with now. You might just want to go ahead and get that record.
Yeah,
because once Kyrie comes,
you might
want to gun
against OKC on Tuesday.
855-212-4CBS. Thank you, NBA, for giving us a hearty chuckle. 855-212-4227. Welcome to weigh in on this. Of course, we are across the country on all of our amazing CBS Sports Radio affiliates, of course. We are also streaming live, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Come on in. The chat's already up and running. It's a lot of fun today with the Weedos and the Purple Drinkers. It is a fun, fun Friday. What do I see here in the studio? Might have a little surprise for everybody coming up later in the show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's back, baby. And I'll give you one hint. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, there might be the return of the duck costume today. No promises, but it might happen. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You're welcome to weigh in on this. Of course, coming up, an incredible moment at last night's skills competition. Don't worry, it had nothing to do with the skills competition.
Oh, the NFL skills competition. Yeah. Wow.
An amazing
moment. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Incredible. 855-212-4CBS. Come in, get aboard, give us a call. All right, we're back in just a moment with the one thing you need to know from last night's NFL skills competition.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This NFL postseason, every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free, all on the road to Super Bowl 57. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One Stasis Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. All sponsored by AutoZone, free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone, Kyrie Irving requesting a trade. Lots of rumors already floating. Maybe the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I say, Adam Silver, you're the commissioner of the NBA. Make this happen. What else are we going to do? I mean, I love last year's finals with the Warriors-Celtics, but we kind of need the Lakers involved in this party, right?
Well, they're going to have a little catching up to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, Anthony Davis, I think, is playing really well. If he stays healthy, maybe. Brian is in Omaha, wants to weigh in on Kyrie. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hi, Maggie. How you doing?
We're doing excellent. What's on your mind, dude?
Maggie and the dude, how is your wife, Sarah, doing?
My wife? She's wonderful. Why do you ask?
Because she's beautiful. I seen her on TV. She turned my perspective of you all around.
All right, Brian, Brian, let's keep it above board here, buddy. Let's okay. keep it PG.
But, dude, okay.
Thank you.
Kyrie, look what he did to Boston. He was going to stay there forever and absolutely just blew it up. Blown it up here in New Jersey. What a diva, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, Brian, we kind of knew Kyrie just marches to the beat of his own drum. Thank you so much for the call, the compliment of Perloff's wife.
Is he the biggest diva in NBA history? I mean, I don't know who the other divas are.
It's funny because he would say that he's just like misunderstood and that, you know, he doesn't think he's a diva. I guess no divas do, right? But yeah, it's rare for the person who's like, yeah, no, I am a diva. But he just thinks he's misunderstood. I'm going to be honest. I was surprised when he was one of the top vote getters for All-Star. Because while we might think that he's a headache and that teams don't want him or, you know, that he's this or that, irresponsible in some ways with the things that he shares on social media. But, like, fans obviously like him a lot.
Yeah.
To get the votes to be a starter, I mean, that's a significant...
Who'd he beat? Like, who were the other East?
Well, you had Jalen Brunson here in New York. That always has a nice fan base. You had Harden got snubbed.
Oh, he's
you
so
had,
bad, of course.
Who else got snubbed in the Eastern Conference?
So what about Donovan Mitchell? Probably.
Yeah, Mitchell made it.
He made, but he's not a starter, is he?
I think he is.
Oh, is he the other starter? That's funny. There are not a lot of high-profile guards. What about the, I guess Tatum's a forward? Anyway.
Yeah.
I, of course, Kyrie's popular. He's a huge, huge name in NBA history, but that does not change the diva-ness of him, as Brian called him.
There's a rap, like there's a long list of things with Kyrie that you can point to where you would understand why the Nets would want stipulations if they were going to give him any kind of long-term contract. And the fact of the matter is, I don't know what they were even doing trying to discuss a long-term deal to begin with. This was always headed for a split. Always headed for a split. Now, here's something interesting. Now, the Lakers, do you want to call them the front runners to land Kyrie if a trade is made?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know, but there's a little smoke around that anyway. We know LeBron and Kyrie, their relationship suffered when Kyrie requested a trade out of Cleveland. But then, Perloff, you remember the story where Kyrie called LeBron and said this like leadership was really difficult. And he kind of apologized for, you know, asking out of Cleveland. And I think they mended a lot of fences there.
I think that's right. By the way, the East guards are not great.
What do you got?
Well, it's Kyrie. Mitchell was number two. Then James Harden, who has not been consistent. Then Jaylen Brown, who hasn't been playing. Then Trae Young. I guess Trae Young would be popular. But then DeMar DeRozan, LaMelo Ball, who's coming off an injury. Yeah. Hal Burton. This is not a strong group. Anyway, so Kyrie's, I would have voted for Kyrie.
Well, it's more about the popularity, though, is the All-Star. Like, that, it's more of a popularity contest. Well, he's playing really well this year.
I mean, look at the West. Ja Morant is third in the West behind Steph and Luka.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
De'Aaron Fox got snubbed in the West.
De'Aaron Fox. That one surprised me. I thought there was a lot of momentum there.
Yeah, but you're going to put him over Steph or Luka. Anyway, it's not about the All-Star game. Anyway, what's interesting about the idea that Kyrie could get traded to the Lakers, it would be right around the time where LeBron James is going to pass Kareem and he's going to break this this really amazing record in the NBA. Here was LeBron making a comparison about the record that people did not like.
I think it's one of the greatest records in sports in general. I think it's up there with the home run record, you know, in baseball. It's just one of those records that you just don't ever see or think that would be broken, you know, and then you end up seeing guys, you know, you had Hank Aaron that had it for so long, and you see the guys, the likes of like Sammy and Mark McGuire and those guys, you know, start climbing that. It was like, oh, man, this thing can really happen.
Now, Perloff, you had a problem with this.
Yeah, I mean, the home run record is the most important record in team sports. It's totally a different animal. You know, maybe I'm going back to when I was a kid and it was clean, but now it doesn't matter because of Bonds. Yeah. But obviously, there was a movie about Roger Maris passing the single season record. Then Hank Aaron was a historical event. I know, I don't remember at all when Kareem passed Wilt.
Yeah.
And the fact that Karl Malone is second on that list immediately makes me wonder.
Well,
Karl Malone's not. I mean, it's just A, you have to be modern, and B, you have to play a million years. It feels like a compiler record. It's not. I don't think it's a where were you when this record was set kind of thing, where Hank Aaron was running around the bases and, you know, Craig Sager. It was that historical document. Al Downing caught it. I just don't think NBA records mean as much.
Well, I don't know about the Major League Baseball records, how much they mean anymore.
But historically,
listen,
they do.
We were all into the Aaron Judge, you know, chasing 62.
Yeah, because that's the most famous record in sports. McGuire and Sosa saved baseball with that homer record. Yeah. This is different. I mean, this is a bit of a compiler thing. Karl Malone is number two all time.
I know, but Karl Malone was also playing with John Stockton, who at one point was the all time assist leader, right?
Karl Malone was just.
Of course, he was getting a lot of baskets. Like, I'm not going to denigrate Malone for that. They ran the pick and roll till and nobody could stop it for years.
No, right. But for years, baseball was Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth. That is not. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Karl Malone is not Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth. I just don't think it has.
But Kareem's place in the sport is huge.
It's huge. He was great.
And so is LeBron. So I actually kind of get where LeBron's coming from here.
Top of your head, how many home runs did Hank Aaron hit?
760.
755.
Okay, and he beat who? He passed who?
Babe Ruth.
Who had how many?
714.
Okay, how many points did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar score in his career?
It's a bigger number.
It's a big number, dude.
I understand, but there are numbers that we know, and that's not one of them.
Yeah, and I mean,
like, do you even know the front two numbers? Forget about the last three numbers.
I think it's, I have no idea, but I think it's closer.
No idea. I don't know if it's 30,000, 31,000, 24,000.
You have a computer in front of you.
But that's the thing is, I don't even know the vicinity.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Whether it's the actual number, I think that actually gets put to the back burner. It's the torch passing from one person to the next. And the fact of the matter is, we actually have the two people alive, and it's not controversial. So, like, when Hank Aaron passes Babe Ruth wasn't alive to pass the torch to Hank Aaron. That was a whole other thing, too, because Hank Aaron was a black man in the South who was breaking this record. Right. I mean, it was massive, more than baseball. And now you had Hank Aaron to Barry Bonds, which was shrouded in controversy, still to this day is shrouded in controversy. No one felt good about it. This, despite the fact that Kareem and LeBron don't have a great relationship,
we
found out today that Kareem is going to attend the game, right?
You just read that to me. Dave McMahon just reported that.
So Kareem
ESPN.
Is going to attend the game, which I think is great that they can put aside their differences here, and you get Kareem passing the torch to LeBron. I get it. I feel like it is super significant.
I think it's way closer to an NFL record, like passing yards. It's much closer to Tom Brady setting whatever record he has than it is to Hank Aaron or something like that, in my opinion. And honestly, like, the biggest NBA number, probably, we don't know who the leading scorer was last year. Like, that stuff nobody cares about
scoring titles. Yeah, I mean,
scoring titles.
And actually, LeBron never won a scoring title, famously, right? He's gotten this to this point, even without ever winning a scoring title.
Yeah, I NBA numbers are not sacred like baseball numbers used to be sacred. And they're closer to the NFL because they've been inflated. And also, too, if you just play a long time, I think the biggest numbers are Roger Maris. That was historical.
Well, now Aaron Judge.
No, that does nothing for me. That is beyond meaningless to me.
Okay.
Aaron Judge. Yeah, I mean, come on. That isn't even in the top 50 baseball records to me.
But he broke Maris's record.
Yeah, but home runs are done. I mean, you had to do it when home runs mattered. I think there was a reason.
This is like the world according to Perloff.
If Aaron Judge passed Barry Bonds, if he hit 74, we would have cared. We didn't care because this was the AL record.
No 100%. Way.
Did you see how crazy we got over the AL record of Judge? I mean, there was a Judge watch every day on every show.
Yeah,
we were talking
about breaking into college football games to show people Aaron Judge home
run. Would you say it compared it was as crazy as Sosa McGuire?
No, but that's because we didn't know about PED. So, yes, it has been diminished, but it's still a thing.
I honestly don't think it's a big thing. Will you admit that NFL records don't matter?
NFL records. I mean, listen, Tom Brady just retired, and the 7 Super Bowls is the headline for Brady, of course. But if you go through all the records that Brady owns, I mean, it's pretty impressive. I don't have the numbers memorized. By the way, in the chat, they do have the number memorized. Everyone telling us it's easy. 38,387. 38 with a 7.
So guys who are typing on a computer know the number off the top of their head.
Don't disrespect Nick in Texas like that. So at the top of his head.
Got it.
But the other thing, too, is it was a long time Brady would pass Breeze, then Breeze would pass Brady. Yeah. So it's just hard with modern numbers. NFL is very much, and they expand the number of games in the NFL. Those numbers don't mean anything.
You don't think LeBron passing Kareem is a big deal?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Because
Carl
Malone
is number two.
Who cares who's number two? This is about number one.
I think it's a headline, but I don't know. It's not like the chase is on.
No, it's a big deal because when we go back in 15, 20, 30 years and talk about the greatest of all time and you have the LeBron versus MJ debate, that's going to be part of the conversation. LeBron is the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. So it is a big deal, but for him to compare it to the baseball home run record, that's where people have an issue. Right, it's up there with the, you know, like you said, the NFL passing record or Emmitt Smith's rushing record. It's a big deal. People don't know the number. People don't care as much as they do about the home run record, but it is a big deal.
The Emmitt one was a big deal. That was different.
I mean, you don't know the number.
This is closer to Emmitt.
This is similar to Emmitt. That was a big deal, but it wasn't baseball.
Listen, I'm not going to call in, like, you know, the amount of athleticism that you need in both sports. But I'm looking at what LeBron James has done for 20 years, plus he's played multiple seasons worth of postseason games alone. Just in the playoffs, he's played full extra seasons. Comparing that to what sluggers can do as they age, and I'm not saying Hank Aaron here specifically because Hank Aaron is an incredible player. I'm not denigrating his legacy at all. I'm just saying you can hang on longer and be a slugger in Major League Baseball than you can play in the NBA without getting completely exposed. Like, I just don't think we're giving LeBron enough credit, and I think he gets tons, and we still don't give him enough.
For the
high level he's playing at 38.
Can I present a counter-argument?
Sure.
Carmelo Anthony is number 9 on this all-time list. Done.
Why? Melo had multiple scoring titles.
Yeah, Melo, but Melo's not a top 50 NBA player of all time.
Oh, we were doing this. So off the top of my head, can I do the top 5 scoring? The top 5 leaders in scoring in the NBA?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So obviously we got LeBron and Kareem and Kobe and Michael. And I need the 5th one.
Karl Malone.
We just said Karl Malone 3
yes,
times.
And Malone. I was going to get it. I was getting there, guys.
I hope you didn't get it. You were just talking about how he got all these assists from John Stockton.
No, I was just taking them off in my head. And 6 was Nowitzki? Yeah. And 6 is Nowitzki. And 7? Is
Wilt.
Oh,
then
it's
you
Wilt
got,
still.
Then Shaq, then Melo, then Moses Malone, Elvin Hayes. Let's see. So KD is at 26,000. He's 14th now. I wonder if he could get in there. I mean, 34, probably not.
He misses a lot of games.
You would need a bunch of seasons to get there.
And listen, LeBron is, you know, hell-bent on playing with Bronny, so he might put a little distance between, you know,
him
and
Yeah, he said the other day that he
Kareem.
Wants to play 4 or 5 more years. Didn't he say?
He said three more.
He said some crazy number to me. But good thing, it doesn't really matter how long he plays because nobody cares about the all-time leading scorer.
I disagree.
Who's the all-time leading rebounder?
Malone, right?
No, I don't know.
It's got to be Wilt, I think.
I know assists. No, I don't. It's Stockton, right?
Yeah, assists is Stockton. I think it's still Stockton. Yeah, rebounds is Malone, isn't it?
It's Wilt.
Oh, it's Wilt still?
23,924.
And is Carl second?
No, Bill Russell is second.
Oh, wow.
Kareem third.
I was way off. 855-212-4CBS. All right, do you agree with Perloff that LeBron's record should not be compared to the home run record? I think you can compare.
Yeah,
why
I think
not?
Too. Somebody else should have pointed that out, maybe besides LeBron. I don't know what the question was. I'll give credit. That's kind of maybe that someone else say that. Maybe
float that to one of the reporters
he easily could have been answering the question. So I have no idea. I'm not gonna rip him for that, but it does feel like, wait, you're saying that it's a home run record?
I listened to the question. It didn't have anything to do with baseball. Oh. He brought that up totally on his own. It was just talking about the significance and his legacy in the game, and he went to the baseball. Listen,
oh man,
it's a big deal.
You know who's a younger player who's chasing him already? DeMar DeRozan is pretty high on this list.
Right,
what if he's going to get in the all-time top four players of all time?
We'll see how that goes.
So significant.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So got that on the table for you. LeBron's scoring title, is it the same as when Hank Aaron chased the home run record and then subsequently Bonds? Time for a CBS Sports update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to ask the pros, where you can ask us a question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Big breaking news today. Kyrie Irving wants a trade. Does it constitute breaking news if it's the most obvious thing that ever happened in sports? I mean, we still all found out about it today, so I guess it deserves the banner. Breaking news, everyone. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to our buddy Mark, who's in Miami. Mark, you're a huge NBA fan. What'd you think about Kyrie asking for a trade?
Just laughing at the Nets. One of the guys in my office, is one of the bosses here, is a big Nets fan for some reason, and he's from Manhattan, which makes no sense. But nonetheless, when the trade went down, he was telling me they're going to win multiple titles. I said, you're not winning multiple times. We had a bet, by the way, so he's gonna be paying me up here after the season ends, and they don't even get past the first round. But when you look at the Nets, Kyrie's a cancer. I mean, that's well known. He's not going to help you win anything. He's a great individual talent. But when you look at the Nets, their record is actually better when he doesn't play, which tells you all you need to know about that franchise. And then they think that adding Simmons is going to make them any better, when people watch Simmons know that Philadelphia fleeced him. At least Harden, say what you want to say about him, he's still an all-star caliber player.
Yeah.
Whilst Ben Simmons is probably the most incompetent offensive player I've ever seen for a borderline all-star. So I'm just laughing at them. They're not going to win a damn thing. And finally, guys, I want to call out Perloff. I think Perloff is doing like his Skip Bayless stick, maybe trying to get a debate show. If you're thinking that this historic run by LeBron is not impressive, when you think about the incredible level you have to play at for 20 years, I don't think this record is going to be touched. You just mentioned a guy in Carmelo Anthony. He's one of the greatest scorers in league history. The guy's still out of the league looking for a job, and he's younger than LeBron. So that just tells you how great of an impact that LeBron has had. And I don't think this number is going to be touched. I don't think any player is going to play at an iconic level. He's played for 20 straight years. He's in year 20, and he's still averaging near 30. So I don't think this is ever going to be done, and I'm glad – witness history, even though I was a little salty with the way he left Miami, leaving Riley hanging in Vegas.
Yeah.
He knew he was going back to Cleveland. So thanks for the time, guys.
I'll let Perloff respond first, because I've got a response to what Mark just said. Great call, Mark, by the way. Have a great weekend.
Sorry, I zoned out when he started talking about LeBron's achievements and how he's been playing since he was 17.
Okay, so here's the one thing about what Mark said, that this record won't be touched. I don't know about that. And here's the reason I say, yes, LeBron is playing at an unbelievable level considering his age and the miles on his body. We are so in uncharted territory on what a professional basketball player can squeeze out of their career at this point.
Right.
Like, LeBron's amazing still, and he's doing it at 38. Like, even Michael at 38 had clearly slowed down, and he even took 2 years off to go to baseball and then took years off after his retirement after 98. So it's unprecedented. However, with the sports science we have today, mm-hmm. with the load management that we have, which kind of works both ways because you sit out games, yet, you know, so you don't have opportunities to score there. But you, the way that, like, these guys' bodies are protected now, maybe we start seeing guys pushing their careers out later and later and later. So I can't say I 100% agree with Mark that it will never be touched, but I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, I think, no, obviously, I feel like me saying that this record doesn't matter sounds like an insult of LeBron or something.
Yeah, it definitely does.
What? I honestly didn't care that Kareem had it. I didn't even really know Kareem had it. I never once thought, hey, who's the all-time home run leader? For years, you could say Hank Aaron. Nobody. Yeah. Who's the all-time NBA points leader? I guess you might think, oh, isn't that Kareem?
Yeah.
Because it's not like, that's not a sacred record. There's sacred records in sports. That is definitely not, in my book, one that I would sit around and say, ooh, here comes the all-time leading scorer. Nobody introduces Kareem like that.
I mean, I've interviewed Kareem. I think I've mentioned it. Usually mention, though, the titles and MVPs.
Right,
generally.
He's the greatest player of all time, Michael Jordan, has nothing to do with, nobody talks about that. They talk about the six rings.
Yeah, I know, but Michael didn't break the record. That's why.
And Tom Brady's the all-time passing leader. Nobody will ever introduce him as that. It will never even come up. And they'd probably be passed by Mahomes, and no one's going to care about that either because the NFL has changed the rules.
How about our buddy Mike is in California, wants to talk about records and sports. What's up, Mike? How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you today?
We're doing great. What's happening?
So I actually kind of think both of you are right. And I think a lot of it's because the way we grew up watching sports. Mm-hmm. Basketball and football have always been about the team. And Perloff just nailed it a second ago. We talk about Tom Brady because of how many championships he's won. You look at who's number two on the stats list, on the quarterback stats, and it's Drew Brees. And Drew Brees has got one championship, and nobody's ever going to say that Drew Brees is the second-best quarterback to ever play in the NFL.
Right.
Same with basketball. We look at how many banners are up in the arenas. But when we talk about baseball, we grew up following specific players and specific players' stats. And I think that that's why the individualism of baseball still reigns very true. While the home run aspect of it's changed because now everybody's going for the bombs,
right.
We still look at saves by pitchers. We still look at the home runs. We still look at stolen bases till those went to the wayside. We look at the individual records because that's how we grew up watching baseball. We don't do that with the other sports.
It's a good call, Mike. And by the way, Nick sent me the jalapeno queso dip. Oh, Mike's gone. Just so you know, I've got it now. So thank you very much for all involved. The triangulation that this recipe.
Oh, a recipe.
I appreciate everyone. Oh, not the actual dip. The recipe.
First of all, I was going to say, are you not going to share it with everybody?
No.
Where is it?
I definitely was not going to share it with you guys. Come on.
That's a great point.
I was going to hoard it.
That's a great point. When I collected football, basketball, and baseball cards, I always looked at I cared about how many home runs a guy had, but I didn't really notice football player stats. That was not a big deal. You never were like, oh, you know, so-and-so had 30 touchdowns. You just don't look at stats the same way for football players as you do baseball players. The NBA is sort of in between there for me.
Which is funny, though, because, you know, when guys get into the Hall of Fame, we look at all pros and Pro Bowls and stuff like that.
Their
stats definitely matter when they get in the Hall of Fame. Because Super Bowls matter, but not like... Yeah, I'm not talking about for quarterbacks or coaches. I'm talking about for defensive ends, for corners.
Well, they don't really have. Yeah, they don't.
Like
defensive ends.
Super Bowls are not going to come into the equation.
There's a ton of offensive linemen in there. They're only judged by all pros and Pro Bowls.
Exactly.
Numbers aren't sacred for the NFL, I don't think.
I think in winning, I'm saying. Like, if you're just putting winning.
Well, yeah, but Andre Reed really made the Hall of Fame, and he didn't have huge numbers. You go down the list, there's tons of guys.
But he didn't have any Super Bowls either. Is that what you're saying to get me to say that?
Well, no, but he made a bunch of Super Bowls. I think if he wasn't in four Super Bowls with that stat line, he was in Kansas City and never made it past the first round. Who knows?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, listen, they all got in just like the Cowboys all got in.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you all, even though Troy Aikman didn't have the numbers really to get in, you get in because you were part of
moment. I tease, but that was a special team that made four straight Super Bowls. An incredible accomplishment.
You finally said it.
Oh, I've always liked that team.
I'm just kidding. Let's go to Keith is in Tucson. Keith, what's up?
I have to agree with Perloff to a point. At first, I didn't agree with him, and then I heard this stat about LeBron passing Kareem, and he did it in over 100 and something games less. Mm. That kind of made it a little bit more impressive. And as far as baseball stats, the previous caller, I think he hit the nail on the head. It's more of an individual player stat. in baseball than it is a team stat, and that's what makes it stand out. And Perloff, if I may say something, it's kind of like constructive criticism. Quit saying not in my book, because that would never be a bestseller.
Really? Wow. Your mom bought it. I don't know what.
I'm out.
Meet you on the corner, you little.
I did not see that coming. Whoa. Perloff had that one ready to go.
I didn't understand with that shot, and I think I could get away with. Yeah.
I've never heard you do a your mom joke in my life.
You have not followed me on Twitter long enough. I had about a 5-year span of your mom jokes on Twitter.
That Yikes. Was just Perloff from the top rope. Well done. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what he meant by that. In your book would not be a bestseller. What does it matter? Perloff dropped the mic on him.
I agree with him that he's on my side in this argument. Sorry, Keith. You kind of opened yourself up for that.
You come at the host. You best not miss. 855-212-4 CBS. Perloff, I didn't know you had it in you. 855-212-4227. Man, this show is off to a rip roaring start. I love it. Big NFL news. We got to get to that as well. We see you guys' calls to LeBron breaking the record. Is it the same as the home run record? Get more into it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.